Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the Audit Office moved to report the legal service to the European Commission and the International Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions amid allegation of threats, revenge, and efforts to remove the Auditor General from his post. It comes on the heels of a major explosion between the two independent institutions after Deputy Attorney General Savas Angelidis said that Auditor General Odysseas Mihailidis should be investigated and the Supreme Court should rule whether he should be removed from his post. President Nikos Christodoulidis entered the foray on Monday, saying he has no plan to suspend the Auditor General in any capacity, nor is he going to tell the independent authority what to do. Christodoulidis said what was happening between the legal service and the audit service is very unpleasant, urging them to cooperate based on the Constitution. At present, I do not wish to say any more. It is a very unpleasant development, and these are not my own emotions, they are also those of the Cypriot people, he said. In other news, an earlier introduction of sex education in Cyprus's schools would have saved many children from abuse, Volt MP Alexandra Talidis said. Speaking at the House Human Rights Committee meeting, she said research into the matter had identified the need for sex education to be taught to children in Cyprus as early as 1976. In this regard, she pointed out that studies carried out across Europe show that sex education protects children from abusers. She said that over 400 complaints are filed to the Children's House regarding sexual abuse of minors every year, and the data from Europe suggests that only a third of incidences of sexual abuse are reported. She also estimated that over 1,000 children in Cyprus are victims of sexual abuse every year. Elsewhere, there are between 600 and 800 deaths in Cyprus per year due to poor air quality, Green MP Haralambos Theopemptou said on Monday. He was citing European Environment Agency figures at the House Human Rights Committee meeting, in which the committee accepted the United Nations General Assembly's resolution regarding the human right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. A proposal for Cyprus's parliament to formally adopt the resolution had been submitted by Volt MP Attalidis and links the quality of one's environment to other human rights already enshrined in existing international law. The resolution's text adds that the protection of the human right to a clean, healthy and sustainable environment requires the full implementation of multilateral environmental agreements. Meanwhile, the family of an 8-year-old girl who died at Makarios Hospital have moved to report a case of medical negligence. The girl died on Saturday under conditions that are being investigated. Her mother has filed a written report saying her daughter's death could have been potentially the result of actions or oversight by medical staff. Police spokesperson Christos Andreou said. Officers are currently investigating the matter while a post-mortem will also be carried out. The family's lawyer said the young girl suffered from acute kidney failure for which she had been hospitalized multiple times. And finally, the Tourism Deputy Ministry has created an augmented reality app that uses dragons and other mythical characters to take users on a virtual tour of 20 Cypriot villages. The move is part of efforts to develop rural and mountain tourism, the deputy ministry said. Titled Heartland of Legends, the experiential route passes through rugged areas, offering authentic experiences that bring visitors into contact with Cypriot nature, tradition, and the way of life of Cypriots in these areas. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.